Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast. It is the Ask Coach Perry podcast with me, Lindsay Perry. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, today's question comes from Paul. He gives us quite a bit of background. I'll run through it for you quickly. He said, during his last three Comrades marathons, he got extremely nauseous and was vomiting. He said, this happened at the 40-kilometer mark in 2014, the 52-kilometer mark in 2013, and the 64-kilometer mark in 2012. In other words, it seems to be happening earlier each run. He's been hydrating adequately, but has noticed that the water seems to sit in his stomach and it doesn't get absorbed into his body. And when he does start throwing up, there's a lot of water. This said, he's generally dehydrated at the end, as he usually only sort of goes to the loo and has a wee once during the race, and then 10 or more hours after the race. He didn't take any anti-inflammatories in the 2014 run. He says he finished all the runs in around 11:45 and always got to the halfway mark in around 5 hours. He runs a marathon in four. He generally takes 32 GI gels and he eats banana sandwiches, Christmas cake, and potatoes on the run as well. Next year, he wants to omit solids totally, as he's read lots of articles saying that this could be the problem, where the blood is moved away from the stomach to the legs and hence the food is bouncing around in his stomach. He never gets sick when running a marathon. Any advice on what to look out for and possible hydration, eating strategies or fueling sort of strategies for the day? His first four Comrades marathons, he never got nauseous at all, and he finished between 10 and a half and 11 hours. Hope you can give him some advice.
Well, I'm going to ask the most obvious question, and that is, is he doing anything different now to what he did in his first four Comrades? So if he is doing something different now and getting nauseous, he needs to go back to what he did right at the beginning. Yeah? The fact that he's throwing up so much water also leads me to believe that he's overhydrating by a lot, and that Comrades is one of the easier races out there to do it on, because the tables come so frequently. They're just so many tables. So he needs to look at the actual amount of fluids that he is taking in, and perhaps he's taking in a bit too many solids, but I wouldn't cut solids out completely, because chances are that it's excessive amounts of water and glucose that is leading to him feeling nauseous, particularly if there is some sort of liver function issue that we won't be able to tell from that unless he actually goes and has a liver function test. But again, because these water stations come so thick and fast, it is possible to just have too much sugar, too much water, and then that leads to nausea, and your body wants to get rid of some of those fluids and some of those sugars, and you start to throw up. But yeah, firstly, I would go back to, what did I do in my first Comrades? That was successful. If it's the same thing that he's been doing and he's been getting progressively worse over the years, then yes, something obviously needs to train. And that to me would point to perhaps some sort of liver function. But yeah, before he gets into flat panic about that, maybe he should just go and chat to a sports physician, do a couple of tests, and minimize the hydration or taking in of fluids, and try and keep it down to between 300 to 400 mils. And then obviously if you get really thirsty, you can increase that slightly. But if you stick to 300 to 400 mils of fluids, and that includes water as well as energy drinks, so that's your total fluid intake for the hour, and then obviously increasing that slightly when you do get thirsty. Yeah, that's how I would recommend to do it, or not. I mean, if you follow the typical guidelines you find in the literature, you just take in way too much fluids.
Perfect. Lindsay, thank you very much for that answer. Don't forget, you can get yours in. Just get to AskCoachPerry.com.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at AskCoachPerry.